The noise, traffic, and buzz of Afghanistan's capital has long been fueled by its local markets. But that is changing. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is making an existing food crisis even worse. Food prices are rising, and resources are becoming increasingly scarce.
With the war in Ukraine, European countries turn to markets in Kazakhstan. For us, that means the price of wheat, flour and oil have soared.
A United Nations report says many people have built up enormous debt to buy food over the past few months, and access to seeds, fertilizer and water for irrigation is limited.
We've seen an increase of up to $9 for every sack of flour, so we're very much affected by the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Poverty has been rife in Afghanistan for years, with nearly 20 million people facing acute hunger. But political instability, low harvests, violence, and shipping delays are adding pressure on the country's wheat supply and fuel prices. And that's being made worse as inflation affects goods and markets across the world.
Prices are skyrocketing. People have limited income sources, and they have to reduce their purchases.
International aid is restricted as Western governments remain wary of the Taliban. And a decree ordering women to wear clothing that covers them from head to toe in public, as well as recent school closures, have intensified criticism abroad.
The world is trying to show that it's dedicated to philanthropy and humanitarian causes by distributing a sack of flour and 5 kilograms of edible oil. But this has no positive impact on the people.
With Afghanistan already facing political and economic struggles, soaring food prices are now another challenge for its people. Katia Lopez-Olayan, Al Jazeera.